Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Remote and Alone, your daily dose of truth bombs and survival tips for navigating this whole work from home life thing. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, here to remind you that even though we might be physically isolated, our connection is anything but. Today, let's talk about something super important: managing stress and anxiety in the cozy confines of our own homes. You know those moments when the laundry piles up, the cat decides your keyboard is a scratching post, and Zoom meetings start blending together like one giant existential crisis? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We're not powerless against this chaos. There are ways to reclaim our calm, even amidst the craziness. And that's exactly what we're diving into today: mindfulness exercises that can help you de-stress and find a little zen in your workday. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness? Isn't that just sitting cross-legged on a yoga mat, chanting, Om? Well, hold up. Mindfulness is way more than just fancy poses and spiritual jargon. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, without judgment. Think of it like giving yourself a mental high five, acknowledging what's happening right now, without freaking out about it or dwelling on the past. And trust me, when you learn to do this, your whole world changes. So, let's get real. How can mindfulness actually help with stress and anxiety? Well, studies show that practicing mindfulness can literally rewire your brain to be more resilient to stress. It's like giving your nervous system a reset button. Plus, when you're mindful, you're less likely to get caught up in those pesky worry spirals. Ever find yourself obsessing over something that might not even happen? Mindfulness helps break that cycle by pulling you back to the here and now. Okay, enough with the science stuff. Let's talk practical action. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you incorporate mindfulness into your work from home routine. 1. Start small. Don't pressure yourself into becoming a meditation guru overnight. Begin with just a few minutes of mindful breathing each day. Seriously, just focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. You'd be surprised how powerful it can be. 2. Body scan meditation. This one's a game changer. Take a few moments to scan your entire body, noticing any sensations, warmth, tingling, pressure. It helps ground you in the present moment and release tension. Think of it as giving your body a virtual massage without having to hire someone, saving money, yay. 3. Mindful movement. Ditch those stressful workout routines and embrace mindful movement instead. Go for a walk, stretch, or even just dance around your living room. The key is to be present with your body and enjoy the sensations. This helps clear your head and release endorphins, natural mood boosters. 4. Mindful eating. We all deserve a break from boring work lunches, right? Make mealtimes more mindful by savoring each bite, paying attention to the flavors and textures. Avoid distractions like phones and TV. It's not just about the food, it's about connecting with your body and appreciating the simple act of nourishment. 5. Sensory awareness. Throughout your day, take little moments to notice the world around you. The sound of birds chirping, the smell of fresh coffee, the warmth of the sun on your skin. Engaging your senses can bring you back to the present moment and help you feel more grounded. Speaking of grounding, remember that time when I totally lost it because I accidentally deleted a whole presentation right before an important meeting? Talk about anxiety overload. But then I remembered this little trick. I took 5 deep breaths, focusing on each inhale and exhale. It sounds simple, but it literally saved the day. My heart rate slowed down, my mind calmed, and I was able to pull myself together and deliver that presentation like a champ. So, there you have it, actionable strategies for reducing stress and anxiety through mindfulness. Remember, even tiny changes can make a big difference in how you feel. It's about finding what works best for you and making mindfulness a part of your daily routine. And hey, if you ever find yourself feeling overwhelmed, just take a few deep breaths and remember, you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite mindfulness exercises? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below or tag me on social media using hashtag remote and alone. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode packed with real talk and relatable strategies for navigating the wild world of work from home life. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep shining your light. by Beautifuls.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.